Act 2, Scene 1.
Page 37.
What happened to our Mavis? That woman is completely foreign to me.
Crystal enters, upstage left.
Hi, y'all!
Maybe it's something in the water.
You know, I haven't been keeping up. What holiday are we celebrating this time?
Silly, it's Chinese New Year.
Uh-huh, and I bet there's a song to go along with it.
Not yet, but there will be. Just as soon as I can find a word that rhymes with Beijing.
Well, good luck with that. All right, Nita, let me work on that neck.
It's pretty stiff. Ever since Ronnie moved his girlfriend into the house, I've been sleeping on the pullout couch with the dog.
I'm fairly confident I'll regret asking this, but why aren't you sleeping in your own bed?
Well, Ronnie's girlfriend, Lester, that's her name for some reason or another, took over my room. She says it would bother her to sleep with Ronnie, since they're not married and all.
And yet it doesn't bother Lester that you're on the couch sleeping with the dog?
Yeah, I think she's found peace with it.
That does it, Nita. You're getting the works.
No, it's my neck that's killing me. I don't need a full body massage.
This is different. We're going to give you an ego massage. Close your eyes and relax. Nita, you are a beautiful woman. The good inside you shines out through your gentle ways and kindness to others.
Nita, you're loved and respected, and you're strong.
You've got friends who will do anything in the world for you. We're here for you, and we believe in you.
Yes, and you always wear deodorant, and your breath never offends.
You are a heroine in the story of your life. Remember, it's never too late to become the person you were meant to be. You can stand up for yourself and live your dreams. You have the strength, the beauty, the courage to change your life and claim your joy.
Oh, my gosh, I feel great. I can do anything. Yes, I can do this. Ronnie, this is your mother. I'm fed up with this nonsense, and I'm not taking it anymore. First you get Lester out of my house, then hoist your lazy behind off that couch and find you a job. And I don't want any lip. This is the way it's gonna be, so get used to it!
Wow, Nita, you are on fire, girl.
What did Ronnie say?
Nothing. I left a message. But if he bothers to listen to it, he'll know I mean business.
Page 40.
Really appreciate it, Bobby Twain.
Did she just say something nice to me?
Sure sounded like it.
And we're all as surprised as you are.
And then I won't press my luck. I'll get my things out of the cellar.
Bobby Dwayne exits, upstage right.
It's not right. This place was just starting to take off, and now 2 more weeks and it's over?
I can't imagine us not getting to be here together every Friday.
This would have to happen on a big holiday. It's my worst Chinese New Year ever.
Porter enters, downstage left.
Here you are, pumpkin. I just had to get over here as fast as I could.
Yeah, probably better that way. This day's going down the tubes anyhow, so just spit it out.
Okay, see, I was at the post office, sorting the priority packages, and our song came on the radio. Now, I've heard Johnny Cash sing it 1,000 times. When I heard it today, I felt that ring of fire right here.
Could be gas. Same thing happens to me every time I eat collards.
And by the time old Johnny got to the chorus, I felt a flush coming over me. And I realized then and there that I need you by my side forever. I guess what I'm trying to say is, Carlene, I want you to be my June Carter.
Could you run that by me again? I kind of got lost back at the collards.
You hung in a lot longer than I did. I'm still trying to deal with the fact that your song is Ring of Fire.
Carlene, Hart, Waldrop, Mutewater, Travis, will you marry me?
Bunny and Mavis enter, upstage right.
When I say get out, I mean get out, you pretentious, self-centered hag.
You'll be sorry for this tomorrow.
Bunny exits, upstage left.
Yeah, but I'm happy about it today.
Mavis exits, upstage left.
I wish I had the guts to do that to Bunny.
Mavis Flowers is one remarkable woman.
Let's give the girl a medal.
I have one on my Armistice Day outfit. Want me to go get it?
Hey! I believe we got some unfinished business here.
I know. It'll be tough telling him. But it will only be hard if you put it off.
You're right. Porter? You got yourself a deal, mister.
What?
I can't believe my good luck. Guess I'll finally see if Mama's right. She always said marriage is a three-ring circus. Engagement ring, wedding ring, suffering. Listen, I say the sooner we get married, the better. How about Valentine's Day?
Why not?
Outstanding!
This is so sweet. I just love happy endings.
I get to be a sister-in-law again.
Now, if you'll excuse me, I need to run, go make sure it's okay with Mama. Bye, y'all.
Porter exits downstage left. Mavis enters upstage left.
Bad news is Bunny's locked herself in the laundry room and I can't get to her. The good news is I think I just discovered the cure for a hangover.
Bobby Duane enters upstage right.
You know that piece of wall that just collapsed down there? Well, I found something y'all need to take a look at. Now!
Yeah, okay.
Bobby Duane exits upstage right.
Nita, would you and Mavis go see what he's found? I want to talk to Carlene.
Nita and Mavis exit upstage right.
I'm going too. Maybe he's found puppies.
Crystal exits upstage right.